This is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
Welcome to Sci-Fi for Chicks, the podcast by the women of scififorme.com for women who love sci-fi, and all you men there who love listening to us talk sci-fi. My name is Heather, hello, and I'm joined by my best bud, Doreen. Hey, Doreen.
Hello.
This month, the chicks have been talking about the supernatural side of sci-fi. We've done a group chat in the ladies' lounge, as well as a few smaller talks about specific shows. And smaller means less people, not less talking. Maya and Cammy did, I think, an hour-long chat about Grimm. Andrea and I will be doing one on The Walking Dead. But for now, let's talk a little being human. Now, a quick background. Doreen and I have been watching both the UK and the US versions, so we may throw in references in there from any version, either side of the pond. And of course, if you're not up to date with the current season of Being Human on Sci-Fi, at least through episode 4, spoilers. We will be talking about at least these first 4 episodes of season 4. And if you need to catch up, we do have the 3 plus minute recaps on our site, scififorme.com. Yeah, Doreen, I've been going a little over on those with all the technical problems I've had, but if anyone's behind on Being Human, you're going to get the full episode right there.
Good.
So what are you thinking about this season so far?
Well, it's really good. I was really looking forward to seeing the plot with Aiden's wife coming back.
Oh, yeah, with Susanna.
And what her purpose was and that storyline. I'm still not into... Sally and Annie's. I'm still not into Annie's story yet. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Doreen is going to mix up the Sally Annie all the time. Sally is our U.S. girl.
Yes, Sally. And the whole Josh thing too. I mean, I'm just intrigued. I like it. I mean, I'm anxious to see what's going on. When the episode's over, I'm like, oh, I want to see more. So obviously, I like it.
Yeah, I was really intrigued by that first episode, and I'm really glad that we did see that backstory with Susanna being turned by Bishop, and that Susanna is one of Bishop's kids too. I hope that means that maybe we'll still get a little bit more Bishop in some flashbacks, because I really love, Mr. Pellegrino there. He's such, because my lost days with Jacob and such. So,
that's right.
But I love the twist that they had that, you know, her first feed, her first kill is her own son, and here she's lied to Aiden about that. That he became a grandfather and all that. I was like, yeah, not so much.
Well, that's why she's punishing herself constantly. Yeah. So we find that out later.
Could they have been more obvious with it when she answered the door with the cross behind her back? I'm like, really? Really? It's like wearing the Scarlet A on your chest if you're Hester Prynne, you know? It's like, come on. Yeah. It's a little, you're setting up so much. That's one thing I haven't liked is there's been some major telegraphing about things, like the whole wallpaper.
Yeah.
You know, Nora bringing it up. It's like, oh, I bought this expensive wallpaper and it keeps falling down. I've got to go buy some more. I'm like, okay, plot point. This is going to be something major, you know. But it was a cool reveal, you know, with it.
Yeah.
Peeling down and don't leave me.
Yeah. No, and now I'm wondering what Creepy Girl's all about.
Yeah. Little Smokey.
A Little Smokey. Is that a Lost reference?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that one. That was a good one. Thanks for tying that back for me. You know I love any of those tiebacks.
I know you do. I tell you, though, Werewolf Baby was creepy, too.
Oh, man.
I mean, that was like, so obviously she turned human at the end there. And I thought so, too. I thought, well, maybe the whole childbirthing is traumatic, so naturally she's more of a wolf.
Well, just like when they did the ultrasound. And so I like how they did the thing where she accidentally turned the ultrasound facing Josh. And, you know, he's like, the sound, it's too much. And so it kind of gave you the clue that when she's ultrasounding the baby is just freaking out about this and doing the whole wibbly wobbly stomach thing going on there. But and then when everything calms down, it's like, okay, you know, I'm at peace now, so you can change back. So, I mean, I think that's got to be tied into Josh and the fact that he's now the product of a purebred werewolf, even if he's not purebred himself.
Yeah. Originally. Well, and the baby being pure, because at first I was like, well, can the baby change any time? But I guess baby is a purebred now, so there are different rules.
Man, can you imagine, like, trying to find a nanny for that.
Oh, God. If that kid loses his temper or somebody steals his toy.
And a baby never loses their temper.
Never. Never. Oh, my goodness.
And I swear, I mean, no offense. You know, I know every parent thinks their baby is just beautiful, but I looked at that and go, you look like, what is it, the Chinese crested?
Yes.
Like partially. That's what I'm like, oh, my gosh, not a Chinese crested.
It just was, I just thought it was funny, too, the father, you know, when they were doing the ultrasound, they're like, you don't even know what it's called. And I'm like, dude, you have a werewolf baby. You can't go to the hospital and see a normal doctor. You have to go through these people. You have to be grateful that you found somebody who knows what you are, you know?
Exactly. And I love the fact, oh, we're leaving here. And then, of course, like a scene later, knock, knock, knock at the door. Yeah, her water broke. Help. Oh, you can't go to the emergency room now,
see?
Huh?
Exactly.
So, well, and I love how the fact that it seemed really old school. Nora's in there with the mom, and the two dads are out in the waiting room. I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah.
Your wife's about to give birth to a baby wolf, a cub, have your own cub. You can't get in there and help?
No. Yeah.
But Josh being able to, his eyes, when he starts doing that turn. Freaky.
He's really buff this season.
Well, they're having him working out, like, whole episodes.
I know, but I'm wondering if he's, like, can you imagine, like, you know, trying to prep him, go, oh, by the way, you need to get buff because you're going to be running and exercising a lot, so get to it. And maybe he's not an exercise person, and now he's stuck.
He's stuck now. I think it's like I was on that conference call, you know, with Sam Witwer and Megan Rath before the season started, and somebody asked if she really liked that spa scene. And she's like, I hated it. It was 2 days of sweat and humidity, and we stunk, and the crew stunk. It was just awful. I'm thinking, okay, you've got it easy now. He's got to be doing push-ups and
sit-ups, honey.
Jogging the whole episode. But you're right. He's buff, and he has his beard. You know me and my beard. I loved your comment after the first episode when he changed. You like talked to me after. Was going, yeah, I bet you were happy when he came back with a beard. I'm like, yeah, well.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Yeah, well, you know, he's the married one, of course.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I don't know. I'm wondering where they're going to go with his storyline. So obviously, it sounds like the wolf can almost control him. I mean, or he's worried about the wolf coming out whenever.
Yeah, and well, that whole thing, it's like, oh, but I, and that he also kind of likes that power and strength, you know, and then like I said in my 3-minute recap, it was like the Harry Potter moment when he's not as strong as you because he has no one and you have friends. I was just like, wow, this is very Harry Potter, but, you know, I'm sure that'll be his strength to turn back. The funny, well, not funny, but the thing I think is interesting is also in that conference call.
Yeah.
Sam Witwer, we'll just call him Sam because on the set they call Josh's Sam as Sammy. So Sam said that when they read the script for episode 10, there was a scene in it that was actually kind of small, and everybody's like, this is like the crux of the story. This needs to be bigger. And even Sammy Huntington was saying, this is what the episode is. You need to get rid of all this other crap and expand it. And they did. And it's a scene that he's not even in. So it's like, you know, when he said that, now I see what he's going through. I'm like, okay, so this is a vampire episode, you know, a vampire focused thing. Cause it's gotta be Aiden and Kenny and probably Susanna and such like that. And he thinks it's so important that his story is actually secondary. I'm like, huh, the werewolf thing seems like it's a pretty big deal, and it's not in this great big scheme of things. So I'm like, maybe we'll deal with Josh before then.
Maybe.
And such. So I don't know. I'm glad to see Nora has kind of calmed down a little bit. And I do like another thing Sam said was he liked that Aiden and Nora were actually being friends, not fake roommates or anything. You know, like they were actually. And I did like seeing that, like in this last one when he asked her to help him learn his fake identity.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's really kind of sweet. I guess what was his nickname she wanted to change it to? Chuggy or something?
Chuggy or something like that.
Like, she's having fun with him. I like it. That's fun.
Yeah. And how do you think it's going to be when Zoe finds out?
Zoe finds out about?
He's the vampire.
Oh, I don't know. It's, you know, one of the things I think Because they brought up last episode, episode 3, Little Smokey, they brought up how Josh's sister is in rehab. So they brought her back, kind of. And in this last episode, what was this last one called? I don't even remember. Episode 4, that, you know, she was having this, I don't know what it is, lesbian-like relationship. I'm wondering if they're going to try and get those two together to bring them in more. And that would be kind of also a way that she, because she knows about the ghost, but she doesn't know about vamp, and she doesn't know werewolf either, does she?
Actually,
or does she?
I spoke wrong. I didn't mean Zoe. I meant Aiden's girlfriend, Kat.
Oh, Kat.
That's what I meant. But Zoe came out, so I don't know. Well, she's seen her boyfriend be a zombie, so I'd imagine she knows about the vampire, didn't
that's
she?
That's right. Yeah, that's true. She does.
She did. She did at the end of.
Again, it's getting UK and US mixed up sometimes. Yeah. They just kind of...
Sorry about that. I meant Kat.
Because
he told her at the end of the show who
please,
he was.
Please write in and let us know your comments and questions, but we're already backtracking on that one. So we're backtracking on Zoe. So go ahead.
So, yeah, it ended with her laughing, you know, but obviously he's going to show her next show. You know, his eyes are going to black out and, you know, she's going to freak.
And was it a nervous laugh or... Are things going to make sense? Is she, you know, can call Nora and go, Nora, what the?
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't do a, you know, like I think of some, I can't even remember what the exact, what was it? Maybe it was an episode of Charmed or something like that where, yeah, it was Charmed where Rose tells her boyfriend, which actually might have even been Norman Reedus.
Yeah, he was on Charmed.
Yeah, I think it might have been her telling him that she was a witch, but she did it like she cast this spell. So at the end of the day, he'd forget so she could see how he felt about her being a witch.
Oh, that's like, a smart thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he didn't react well, so she didn't tell him, which I think expedited him not being on the show anymore. Sorry about that, but, you know, led to Daryl. But that's okay. Another discussion, which Doreen will have fun with, just like I'm having fun with the beard. But I hope he doesn't, that Aiden doesn't do the same thing. Like, okay, I'm going to try it again and tell her officially instead of her finding out accidentally, you know. And
yeah.
Oh, she doesn't take it well. Let's compel her. Kenny, compel her since you can compel even vampires.
Yeah, I'm glad he looks normal, but I'm sad that it's not real.
Yeah.
You know, he still looks like that hideous. Oh, my God, he looks terrible.
Yeah, Elephant Man kind of thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm wondering, like, how is he able to do such super compelling? I mean, it's only been 3 months. Maybe, you know, like 4 by now. But when we came back, it was only 3 months. And if he's able to compel, I mean, obviously he had to be able to compel vampires enough to get them to want him to be the leader. And it's not like he was the leader suddenly. You know, he had to, sometime during that 3 months, be able to compel vampires to think he was attractive so that they'd follow him. So
yeah.
I wonder why he's suddenly so special, unless it has something to do with his elephant manniness or the, you know, wolf
or
vaccine.
Aiden is his dad. I mean, Aiden's like the last of his, you know, I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to get at, but.
So what do you out there viewers
well,
think?
Maybe
how come Kenny can compel? Tell us.
Maybe because Aiden used to run the town. You know, so he has a reputation. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's very, very, very odd. But I think it's interesting. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they do that because, you know, I don't know if he's suddenly going to, like, freak because he's supposed to, you know, eat so often to have the energy to compel. Or is somebody going to, like, he has this whole little hangout thing in the back where he just kicks back and somebody walks in on him seeing him all freaky looking or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kenny's an interesting one. I mean, he's having his Bieber moments, you know, when he's going crazy there. But,
yeah.
You know, it's like sending those vampires to kill Josh because then he can be closer to Aiden. Yeah, that's not how this is going to work.
You know? Yeah, Aiden's not going to like that very much.
No, you know, especially after everything Josh has been through with Aiden. It's like, come on. That would be, you know, like somebody sending, you know, vampires after you. I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't be down with that.
No. No. I was kind of hoping for more of a Kenny backstory, just to understand a little bit, but I guess maybe they figure that's not important.
Or maybe it's coming up. You never know. I mean, that's a big question. I can't imagine them. They're usually pretty good about filling in holes. They just do it in funky ways, I think. You know, that maybe that's part of a future backstory in one of these. Because it would be interesting to hear. Now, hey, when you saw that Blood Club, did it remind you at all of that, the club that was in the UK version? You know, when in that, like, season 5-6 and the Hal and Tom and Alex era, remember? Do you remember that one?
It had that kind of. No, it didn't. I didn't really think of that. It reminded me of season 1 of the U.S. Being Human when you see Aiden in that club. Mm-hmm. But it was in a blood club. I mean, it was a blood club, but it was people volunteering to be bitten. That's kind of what it reminded me of. I forgot about the one in the UK.
Yeah, because it was like, it was so much more clean and pristine looking, and, you know, kind of having that, the new, whatever the new thing is out there. I'm, you know, ancient here because, you know, I'm a child of the retro era. So whatever's in now, but it had that clean look to it. And I love Kenny doing that. Yeah, none of this whole dungeon.
Yeah.
Type thing. It's like, okay, so you're the new kid. You're the Zuckerberg of vampires, I guess. Next thing, you know.
That's a good way of putting it.
That's what he kind of looks like, because he's always got the hoodie on and everything. So.
Yeah, no, he's just a punk.
Yeah, but he's fun, you know. Although having Blake as one of his right-hand men there, she's still kind of slimy to me, a little slimy.
Yeah, I don't trust her.
I don't trust her at all either, no. So, okay, so real quick, let's get some Sally stuff in there, because I know you don't like Sally's storyline as much.
Oh, it's not that I don't like it, but I guess it just doesn't hold my interest as much, and it's kind of, I feel like Zoe. You know, it's like everything she's right. You say you just want to help, you say that every time, mm-hmm. and you end up ruining everything you get involved with, so... I'm wondering what the girl means, like, if she's not in that house anymore, so how does she have ties to that house to send Sally messages?
I don't know. Well, I'm wondering, like, when we saw the little Smokey in the window at the new house.
Yeah.
You know, and it's exactly like the picture that Beatrice, that was creepy too, when creepy.
Yeah.
Those type things, I'll tell you, like, ghosts in the window are one of those things that gets me, and I'm just like, oh, because it could happen. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes I don't look up at old buildings because it pops into my head. I'm like, I don't want to see it. I just don't want to see it. It even happened like when I was on the Queen Mary. They kept talking about there's like a little boy ghost that sometimes appears at the foot of some people's bed. So like, I woke up in the middle of the night going, I'm not opening my eyes.
Not opening them.
I don't want to see them. It's okay if you're there. Just don't do anything. I don't want to see you though. but when she lifted that picture up and you saw the little Smokey girl up there, I'm like, okay, were they twins? And is little Smokey that's in the new house? Is that the human little girl that answered the door, or is that the ghost little girl, or what's going on?
Yeah.
You know? That's what I saw that and actually thought of you. I'm like, oh, this is getting into that kind of creepy thing that Doreen likes.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, the girl she saw sacrificed, maybe, like you said, maybe they were twins, and for some reason one of them had to be sacrificed for something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which would you think that Beatrice would know about?
Yeah, but, well, I mean, if they're twins, they would have been the same age.
That's usually how that works, yeah.
Yes, usually. And so I would think she'd know about it, but I don't know. They didn't really show her reaction when she opened the newspaper fold.
Yeah.
And you saw the girl in the window. So it's like, does she know about her and she's hiding it? Or did she block it out?
Yeah, is it like a repressed memory? Like,
or did her family never tell her and it was something that they did? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of creepy. And like when I saw that written on the wall, I did, you know, I'm thinking, it says, don't leave me. And I'm like, and don't blink.
And don't blink either.
Don't blink, just don't blink. But seeing the writing on the wall, I think it's also interesting that Sally could see it, but Nora couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that even though Nora can see Sally and Nora can see, you know, these ghostly things since she's a werewolf, she couldn't see this. So it's like, what is this? And is this tied to Sally, it's got to be tied to Sally's black magic now.
Yeah.
Because it would have been on the wall this whole time that they've lived there.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, she does have that, we'll deal with the consequences later kind of thing, mm-hmm. on everything. And I'm kind of like, you're dealing with black magic. She sure picks it up fast, though.
Yeah.
Like that spell to bring back her door, it's fading in front of her eyes, and yet she's able to cast it. And I'm like, wow, you've got a good memory and able to cast that. But she really does not think things through, because I love Donna with this whole thing. It's like, you really think that there would be a spell to do it, that it would be that easy? Mm. Yeah.
Well, and I'm wondering how much she wants to go through that door, because she has seen doors a lot, and she never makes a move towards any of them. She just freaks out, and then she never decides, or if she does decide, she decides not to go through it, and then it's gone, so it's like, I think you want to stay in it, be a ghost in the real world, so.
Yeah, but I like to talk, about the fact, though, that, like 100 years from now, she'll still be there, and what if the house isn't there? I'm haunting this empty space, and Nora and Josh will be gone, and Aiden will probably move on, and blah, 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 It's like, I think she's thinking about the fact that, maybe if my door comes, maybe I should take it.
Yeah.
If it comes back. But then again, like you said, she's pulled. She doesn't want to, because she has this sense that she really needs to
finish something.
And that, like, it's her responsibility to do this. It's like, come on, give me a chance. I can find this out. I can do, it's like she's always asking for that chance to do it. She's always finding things, like Zoe was saying, It's like, no, you're just doing this because you want to do this kind of thing. And, I'm glad that Zoe's back, because I do like her. I think she's a fun little sarcastic twist kind of thing in there. So I hope they use her to good use.
Here's another thing. The little girl who answered the door, she's obviously the one who was in the window, looking out the window. Do you think she saw Sally? Do you think she... Because when she was looking out the window at them... I couldn't tell if she was looking at them as a pair or if she was just looking at Zoe.
Well, see, that's an idea, because I wasn't sure if the girl in the window was the girl that answered the door or if it was the little smoky ghost one, but, the ghost wouldn't probably leave. So, yeah, I wonder if she saw Sally, too, but then, like, Beatrice, her mom, didn't see Sally. She's only talking to Zoe.
Yeah.
And the girl's kind of like, there's this ghost here. So it's like, I thought about that. That's a good idea.
Or she doesn't know there's a ghost there, and Zoe's going to be in trouble now because Zoe came snooping around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though she ended it quickly and there really wasn't anything to discover, creepy girl staring at her outside the window now. I mean, they brought Zoe back for a reason, so she's going to be in the storyline somewhere.
Yeah.
Sally have to save her or...
And see, that's why I'm wondering if they said it, because with the way they telegraph things, like I said, I love the show, but they do telegraph things. The way that they put in this throwaway line about Josh's sister being in rehab, and then Zoe comes in and is having this lesbian-like affair with this girl, Lisa, and, was it last season or season two when Josh's sister, or maybe even the first season, I don't remember, they all blend in together. Saying that she was a lesbian. I'm like, okay, is this the way that you're going to tie it in together? Because I like Josh's sister, too.
Yeah.
She's got that firecracker, kind of thing to her as well. And I like her balancing with Josh. Because, he's so uptight. He's so uptight, and his sister so isn't. So
Maybe.
Because I think we need another reason to have Zoe... part of this group other than Sally just keeps going to her, because she obviously is has no love lost for Sally, which I understand, but you shredded my boyfriend and sent him to another realm and and then brought him back as a zombie and he ate my pets. I didn't like Nick after he was tempting the cats. Just wrong. Just wrong. Kill all of Atlanta, that's fine, just don't harm the dogs and the cats. So sorry, jumping shows there. So easy to do, though. But, I think it'll be interesting. I think Sally's actually going to have a pretty good storyline coming. I think we just had to set up so much with her now having these witchy poo talent, you know, things that she's able to do. I like her with Donna because she's just really creepy. But she's also in this season trying to be, I guess, nice. You know, it's like you can rip holes in the universe. So
yeah,
I'm going to damn us both to this purgatory. You can make it whatever you like. It's like, make it Italy, or you want to do a spa again, or wherever you want to go. You can make it whatever you want.
Yeah.
And when she when she put her hands around Danny's head when she had that flashback to when she died, I'm like, part of me was like, is that real or not? Because I think, I don't know if when she's flashing or time slipping, I guess is what she calls it.
If she's really there.
Yeah, is she really there, or is she like just sensing echoes or something? You know.
Well, when she was at the little smoky party, the girl didn't see her.
Yeah.
She obviously wasn't really there for that.
But I mean, like, if there was a werewolf or a vampire at that party, would they have seen Sally? Or is she just an observer, like looking through a?
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm wondering, because that Danny thing, it's like, or is she just manifesting things? Are they kind of like going through her and she's actually seeing him in her mind, or is it a dream state? Kind of like Aiden keeps having these, you know, sex dreams with Kat that he gets woken up from.
Yeah.
Getting some pretty intense ones there, and he keeps getting woken up, and he doesn't seem very happy about that. So.
Yeah. Well, would you wake up and see, you know, you're in the middle of an erotic dream, and then there's Kenny?
Yeah, Kenny. That's or I love, actually, Sally standing over the bed when he was really having the erotic dream with her. Like, that would be more disconcerting, just because. How long have you been there? What have you seen? Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of creepy. So one of these days, though, that scene in bed has got to be real. You know what I mean? It's like you've already done it twice. It's got to pay off here sometime and really be real. So, do you think Aiden would turn Kat?
I mean, she'd have to really want it. I think he obviously he loves her. He said he loves her, and like his wife said, there is no normal. You can't have normal. So the closest he would have to get to normal is if she was a vampire, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, that's always the question. She doesn't seem like the type who'd want to be.
Right. I don't think so either.
But I don't know.
But, this seems like the closest since we saw, what was her name? Was it Celine? In the first season, his lover in the 70s when he had the really bad wig. He had the lost wig. people just need to stop putting wigs on men. They just rarely ever work out. Or on Mary Lou Retton. But, again, that's another that's another discussion. But, like, he really wanted to have this life with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to turn her. And so, you know, you have this limited life. I mean, Susanna was right. You either turn them in voluntarily, or they ask you to turn them, or I don't think you necessarily have to kill them, or they die. I mean, you know, it's not like he can grow old with anybody.
No.
You know?
No.
Kat will keep aging, and I'm glad he is coming clean, though. I hope he's coming clean.
Well, he told her whether she believes him or not. And then that's a whole other can of worms, too.
Well, somewhere in there, it's that one strain thread from what episode 1 or 2 has to come in where Susanna told Kat, you know, it's like, oh, I used to have a bracelet just like that. And Kat says it was from her grandmother's. That's got to come in there somewhere. Now, I mean, I'm at least glad to know that since the good thing about her killing Isaac, right?
Yeah.
That was the son. I get him mixed up with Jeremy on Sleepy Hollow, the son. I'm like, which name is it? I can't remember. The only good thing, really, of her killing Isaac is we know that Kat isn't then a descendant of Aiden and Susanna. Because at first I was like, oh, please don't.
Yeah.
You know, like, Isaac passed his mother's bracelet down the line. And, because I was like, ew, that would just be way too gross. But, way too gross. But somewhere, there's got to be some sort of cross in there. Because, again, they made that so obvious about the bracelet. It was such a random thing for her to say. So that's got to be part of Susanna's backstory. But she's intriguing, I think. It's not like she's trying to get back together with Aiden, but she is. You know, like, join me and we can kill all these other vampires, but he's not on the same page. And
I don't think he'd mind being with her, but not to kill everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not. And I mean, the fact that he did turn her in, but he also gave her a head start, I told Kenny, who thinks you're Buffy, I like that reference too. He does still love her, but I think he's more in love with Kat now. I think he's really put Suzanne in the past because she was dead. But
yeah.
I wonder if she's carried a torch for him all these years and just stayed away because of...
I don't know if she has a torch or not. She doesn't She doesn't seem like she does. I don't know. But I think the fact that she killed their son was so devastating for her that probably... And then maybe knowing that he would never forgive her.
Right.
Although I think he would. He knows the chances you take especially when you first turn into a vampire. You have like no control. You're just nuts.
And especially since who was the vamp that was around her when she turned? Bishop.
Yeah.
Who was nuts? Bishop. In a really cool way. I wish he could come back like, what was it? Henrik. In Herrick in the British series when they brought him back. I wish Bishop could come back, but since we saw him turn to dust, I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah.
But, I think he would have understood. I think her lying, though, kind of puts it where I don't know if he would if he finds out again later,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been pretty interesting. I think it's doing a slow burn, though, into really getting into the really meaty parts of the story, which sounds weird considering some of the things we've already seen,
Yeah.
But overall, I'm liking it.
Yeah. No, I definitely like it. I'm still sad that the British one is done.
Yeah. Well,
I keep thinking, I can't wait till that one comes out. No.
Well, first off, we got, shorted with having that last season only be 6 episodes. I'm like, can't you at least do 2 more? If you guys haven't seen the British one, you need to see the British one. They, like, the first 2 episodes, this is an aside to listeners, the first 2 episodes of the US one are almost word for word, shot for shot of the first 2 episodes of the British one, but then US takes off in really a very different way, bringing in elements. And by the time you get to the end of the British one, so different. So totally different. And if you listen to our Chicks podcast in the lounge, it was really weird because Doreen usually likes the vampires and I usually like the werewolves, and with the last set of the UK being human people, I went for the vampire and she went for the werewolves.
Hey, we're open-minded.
We're open-minded. I just think maybe it's because I'm used to the neat freak thing. I just loved Hal doing, just let me go so I can Hoover. He just wanted to clean the house. It's like, no, you're a deadly creature who's going to kill everybody. No, I won't. I just want to clean. I think it's hilarious. And Tom is fabulous. He's the character plays, or the actor plays Tom. Michael Sosa. I don't know how to pronounce the last name, but he's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
As Tom. And Alex got shortchanged in that last season, too, because she just barely becomes part of the group and they have to
end the series.
Yeah, so we still need to check out the DVD too to see what that not alternate but extra thing is that happens after the end. We won't say what happens at the end of, if you haven't seen the UK series, but it ends one way, and then I read online that there's more that happens after that
they didn't show us.
So I'm curious to see that. So but really, the character Aiden on the U.S. one is named after Aiden Turner, who played Mitchell in the U.K. one. So, we always have that little bit of the U.K. show with us every time, not just the premise. So that's kind of cool. And my favorite moment, actually, is still from the U.K. one in season 3, the way Mitchell's character exits. Again, I won't say anything about how, in case you haven't seen the U.K. one, but... Because I think Leslie, who's part of our site, Leslie, shout out to you if you haven't watched the UK version yet. Get on that. There are only 8 episodes a season. Come on, people. It doesn't take that long.
That's right. If you're like us, you watch one and then you got to watch all of them.
Oh, man, those binge watching. Binge watching the Supernatural shows is not a good thing to do because I was catching up on Walking Dead. I'm having like zombie dreams. Not like horror zombie dreams, but zombies are everywhere in my dreams, you know. So it's like, I don't need vampires and werewolves in my dreams by binge watching there. So cut yourself off. Let yourself just go a few shows before you don't watch the entire season in one sitting. So where do you think what do you think might be coming up? Any predictions for any of these future episodes or
No, just kind of what we already talked about as far as, you know, well, not where the little girl comes in, excuse me, and if Zoe and, like you said, Zoe and Joss's sister get involved somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know. No, I don't really, I'm not really seeing much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be something good, but I'm not predicting anything in my head. Nothing's coming to mind.
Well, so. And especially with when I was on that conference call, the way Sam was talking about that episode 10. So everybody keep an eye out for episode 10. I think Kristen Hager's favorite episode was 9, so that's got to be a werewolf one, like the way she was talking about it. So I'm guessing episode 9 has got to be werewolf-centric. But it was – or maybe that was a Sally one. Oh, I can't remember if it was Megan or Kristen that said episode 9. And then one of the other girls said something – ladies said that like episode 12 was their favorite. But Sam Witwer was really pointing out episode 10, so keep an eye out for those. We've already seen Sam Huntington. He said his favorite episode was probably actually episode 1 because of the way it set up everything and the way it gelled together. So keep an eye out for 9, 10, and 12, I think are the ones they're saying. But the way they talk about that episode 10 and the fact that the way they talk about it too, you know it's got to be vampire-centric – is just making me like, okay, so what could be more than what we see? I mean, these U.S. writers, I think, are really good at pulling things out that you kind of expect, and then they go in a way that you so totally don't expect with some of the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see what they're gonna do, and the fact that that's obviously going to be a vampire-centric thing, so is Sally going to be the finale, because episode 10 is not the finale. Is Sally's story going to resolve more in the finale, or because Josh was kind of, that was our last shot of last season, I think, right? Was the reveal that Josh hadn't changed back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm thinking Josh probably is not the last. Josh and Nora aren't going to be the very last shot of this season. So.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Sally with her witchy thing. Do you think she's going to be, I mean, is she going to become this like full witch, you know, is she going to become a black witch, do you think, or?
I don't know, that spell book's in her system.
That's true. That was freaky when it showed like flashing in her eyes.
Yeah.
That was kind of freaky.
Maybe that's her new calling, is to be a witch, and she have to figure out how to take care of the time jumping, you know, if she does a spell.
And balance the good and the bad, kind of like how Aiden and Josh have to do with their things, too, balancing.
Yeah.
When you're good and when you're bad, when the bad comes out. Okay, did you think at all, when they put that guacamole on Nora's tummy and wrapped her in the bandages, I swear I thought they were going to take it off and, like, her belly was going to be invisible. Like, very invisible man, like.
No, I thought, though, you know, that it was, obviously it healed, but I thought he was either going to, maybe something temporary, he was either going to come back or it was going to go somewhere else on her body or something. I don't know why that.
Yeah, because it's like she said, oh, no, this is like going down to the drugstore to get acne cream or whatever. It's not that kind of thing. I'm like, you know, every show that I've ever watched, they always say that magic has repercussions kind of thing. And especially when you do it for personal gain kind of thing. It's always the personal gain is bad. I'm like, is that going to come back? It's definitely not guacamole I want to eat, though. That's for sure. That's for sure. So, anything else really to say about these first 4 episodes?
No, I think we covered it.
I think and I don't even have a timer here, so I apologize, people, if this went really long. wait till we start talking Walking Dead, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Especially when we have other zombie shows that we can pull into that one. And you get Doreen start talking about Norman Reedus. Trust me. Trust me talking about Sam Huntington, nothing compared to Norman Reedus.
That's right.
So if you ever want to know, if you want to see Norman Reedus, what he's doing lately, just ask Doreen. She knows. So we're going to come back and talk a few more episodes of Being Human. We'll get at least 3 more episodes under the belt, I'm guessing. Maybe 5, 6. Wait, we've done 1 through 4. 5, 6, 7. 8.
Yes.
5, 6, 7, 8. We'll maybe do 4.
Yeah.
And that'll kind of lead us into the 9, 10, 11, 12. I think they're only doing 12, maybe 13. I can never find the exact listing of how many they're doing, but I think they only did 12 or 13 last season, too. So if you'd like to join us, we would love to have you join our discussion. If you're a Being Human fan, you can give us a call at 573-42-SCI-FI or email us at scififorchicks@scififorme.com. I almost forgot our email address, and it's a little bit obvious there, isn't it? Don't forget to subscribe to Sci-Fi for Me Radio on iTunes, DoubleTwist, and RSS feed. Like us on the social medias of your choice. I know some people like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. We're on Instagram now. So, you know, get out there and start posting Instagram stuff. We'll have to start doing it because I know you do Instagram too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get there. Ichabod Crane has got me. I just have to get out in this cold to actually get my smartphone, but I'm almost there. If you do any of those, please use the hashtag #SciFiForChicks. Get us out there in the internet sphere thing within technology, and tag it at scififorme.com so we know that you're out there talking about us. And yeah, if you have questions or comments, please let us know. Don't forget to include your name and where you're from, because we want to hear from you. Until the next time, we're going to be doing some more 3-minute probably plus recaps. I got to get you doing a few of those during for the episodes. And we'll be back in a few more weeks talking about more episode blocks of Being Human. So thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time, and keep on being human.
This has been a presentation of scififorme.com.